Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. I often have guests that I've only known for a short time, but I really enjoy when I can bring someone on that I've known for a very long time. And we've been through our individual ups and downs together and supported each other. And I'm very excited to have Carolyn Andrews with me today. Welcome, Carolyn.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here with you.
Well, Carolyn, I want you to share your background, because not only do you have a lot of C-suite corporate executive experience, but you made the decision to step out and create your own world as a coach, an author, a speaker, to support others on their journey to success by bringing all of that leadership skill and talent and really understanding the importance of being inspired. And so I just love you. You really pour into people and want to support them. But what I'd love to do is not just welcome you, but to have you share the other part of Carolyn, a little bit of your story. I think you and your husband just celebrated 50 years of marriage.
We did, our 50th anniversary.
Yeah, so, you know, Mike and I have been 40 years this year. So I always love to highlight someone who's got a successful relationship. So congratulations on that. Tell us a little bit more about little Carolyn and how you got to that point in corporate America to decide to take a step away.
Well, thanks. I'd love to do that. So little Carolyn, and that's so cute because I did have a doll named little Carolyn. She was my favorite toy. And little Carolyn had an amazing family. My parents were just wonderful. They were entrepreneurs, but you know, I didn't really know it because I came along much later in their life. And my dad actually retired, and my mom along with them, when I was only six. So it took me into my adult years to really understand that they were entrepreneurs, and it took them longer than that to understand why I would go into the corporate world. So we had a lot of learning to do there together. But when I was younger, I really wanted to be an engineer. I wanted to be work in electronics, and for in my time, for a girl at that time, that was almost unheard of. But I had such great support. My dad went out one time, and I don't know where he found all these things, but he found all these electrical and electronic components, and he just filled up the back patio with them. That's how they encouraged me to do things. And my mom always told me, you can be anything you want to be. You could be the first woman president. And, you know, I lost her about 14 years ago. And but up until then, I would tell her, Mom, I still could be. And when I have chats with her now, I can still say, I still could be, Mom. Not my idea, not my path, but I still could be. So they just were tremendously encouraging. And what I found out that I went to DeVry, some of you may be familiar with that, great for an engineering school. And I thought I went there to be an engineer, but you know, I went there to meet my precious Mike, my greatest supporter, my best cheerleader. And then I figured out after I'd been there for a while that really technology I did care about, but it was computer technology. So that led me into a role at American Express, amazing company. They take great care of people. Still, there weren't many women in my field. So progressing took a combination of my working very hard, learning things, and American Express being supportive of helping women grow. And I reached a very, very senior level in technologies at American Express. So much opportunity to learn leadership skills, to practice them. It became my passion, first technology, and then as I moved into management, it was, let's figure out how you really are supposed to help people grow, not just manage them, but lead them. And so I'm so grateful for all that time. I had multi-million dollar projects around the world. Awesome to get to travel so much. A very, very large staff in multiple countries. And again, so many opportunities to grow and hone my leadership skills. One day, I got that feeling, and I know some of you have too, this is not for me anymore. And I came home and I was real honest with Mike. I said, I don't want to be there anymore. And I was real honest with my new boss, who we had wanted to work together for years. I don't want to be here anymore. And that's really all I knew. I knew there was something else for me. Well, there was a little detour after I said, I'm retiring, I'm moving on. I had a little detour of a year because the true blessing, I didn't question that, should I leave or not? I just knew I should. That began the last 10 months of my mother's life. And I was able to spend every day with her instead of 2 to 3 weeks a month on the road.
What are you?
Yes, that was the reason. That was my gift. I didn't know it. I figured it out later. But I knew there were two things. There was something right then. And then also, there was something more for me to do. I was supposed to I hate to say play bigger, because that was really a big job. But play bigger in a different way. To be out in the world helping people grow their businesses and multiplying the effect. So that's what I did. And it was a struggle. I don't know if there's one I should tell you about something to overcome. Would that be a good thing? Because
sure,
you're going to laugh so hard at this. Everybody's going to laugh at me on this one. I'm so sorry. But I thought I was one of those corporate executives who made it so far up without having a big ego. You know, I was kidding myself. I had a moment of awakening when I opened my own business and I had to do all those things for myself that whole departments had done for me before. I had my own finance people, my own HR people, and now it was me, and I needed to help other people, bring them into my business and grow. And most importantly, I had to go out and get business. I had to go out and ask people to let me help them. People always came to me as a senior leader. This was really a moment of awakening. It was really.
And you are so not alone. I want to jump in here because you know, it happens so often. I see it. Being an entrepreneur can be a very lonely thing to do. People who grow up through a corporate environment, or like my husband, who was a partner in a law firm, you're used to the systems and the structure being there for you. And, you know, and it is an ego thing. All of a sudden, where's my secretary, right? Where's the person that's going to do all this for me? What do you mean I have to do it myself? So it is very awakening that you have to actually learn all those steps yourself and be in control of your own destiny.
That is absolutely true. And it's also very humbling, which is a very good thing to have happen to you once in a while, to just say, wait a minute, what are you really here for? What do you really want to do? And when it took me a couple of years to make that transition, honestly. It took me at least a year to figure out what was wrong with me. Right? Why was I having these problems? And they didn't really feel like fears. So it's hard for me to say I'm afraid, because I didn't feel I was afraid. And I had to figure out what it was. And it took quite a bit to get over. And I still have those moments. And they're really good awakening moments when they happen. And I think that was, you know, there are lots of obstacles to overcome in everything that you do. But that was such a powerful, I think that might be one of the biggest obstacles I had.
Well, I think, you know, and I want to jump in here because I want to add, a lot of people have those feelings and then they stay mired in that frustration. But what I've seen, I mean, we've known each other, I think close to 15 years. You've been out seeking the skill and the training to be able to overcome those issues that you felt mired in. And so more than almost anybody I know, you are constantly on the learning track. And I think that's really inspirational.
Thank you. It's so good for me. And I have this been blessed with the most amazing coaches and mentors. And I'll share it with everyone. There are people out there to help you, who want to help you, who do amazing things. Let them do it. That was my blessing. I let them do it, and I had great help. And you are in that category for me, Sharon. You are a great mentor for me. I've always appreciated you and valued you.
Well, thank you, Carolyn. You've been a great champion for me. And I think it's also important, you know, a lot of people say, I'm afraid to ask for help. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just, if you just reposition how you think about it, instead of asking for help, you're showing respect for what that individual has accomplished. And you know that they can help open doors for you, or they can help guide you in the right direction. And so it kind of changes the philosophy of not feeling like you're asking for help, but out of respect, asking for guidance.
Right? Sharing, yeah. And now I have the privilege of helping business owners really gain the leadership skills that they need to realize their dreams. You know, sometimes we have a great product or great service, but And we even know we're serving others and that we're making a difference, but sometimes we realize we're not playing big, we're playing safe. That's an easy one to fall into. That's one I've fallen into a couple times and climbed my way back out. Safe, it feels good, right? But it's not what we're here for. And so, you know, when we're not achieving all that we can achieve, even though we feel like I'm working as hard as I can work, I just can't do anymore. And sometimes you even start sliding backwards. That usually happens when you haven't developed the leadership skills that you need to go to the next step. So whether it, you know, leadership skills apply to your business, your family, your community, your faith life, you need to be an inspiring leader, and you know how to, need to know how to lead in every area of your life. And that's the privilege that I have, is helping people develop those leadership skills and growing my own at the same time every day.
Yep. And it's leadership. You know, when I talk about leadership, it's, you know, there's several forms of leadership. One is leading a team. You need to make sure you have the right people on your team so that you can lead them appropriately. But there's also leadership right here, you know, leading yourself and understanding, you know, again, I love your initial comment, the ego, right? You know, ego is not all bad. Yeah, the acronym people say edge God out. Well, you know, there is good ego. There is a self-confidence. But we want to make sure that that ego is mixed with that humility you just talked about. So that you have that strength and you have that confidence, but you also have that awareness of the impact that you have on others, right?
Such a necessary blend, yeah. And, you know, I've had, the privilege of working with business owners one-on-one, and I have a great program. And Sharon, I know you value masterminds as much as I do, you know, so I get to work with business owners in my From the Master's Mind in small group masterminds, where we learn how to adapt the principles that Christ uses.
And you've also trained on how to do an effective mastermind. There's a lot, you know, Napoleon Hill came up with the term mastermind in the early 1900s, but there are lots of different types of masterminds, and you want to make sure that you have the structure, the accountability, the achievement, the goalposts, all of those things. And that's something that you've actually studied up on, and something that you lead and help other people.
So, I had a really fun opportunity to talk with someone who lives masterminds, who knew the Napoleon Hill family. And he said, well, I'm glad that you do masterminds, but I'm sure you don't do them the right way. And I said, well, I'm sure I do them the right way. And he's like, well, tell me. And so I explained to him how I run masterminds, what I learned from you, what I learned from Napoleon Hill. And after I finished sharing, he looked at me and he said, oh, you do them right. Give me that phone. Give me your phone. I'm going to do a testimonial. And he did a video testimonial for me. And that was one of the joys, because as you said, I love to learn, and learning from you and everyone around Think and Grow Rich really got me to the point where I do the masterminds the right way, and I'm proud of it, and I love it.
And this is all about the Play Big movement, which is being number one in your field, living your legacy, and creating maximum impact. Mm-hmm. And you cannot accomplish the greatest impact without having leadership and without having mastermind with people on your team and people that are, you know, the mentor that got you to where you are today may not be the mentor that gets you to where you want to go. But it's really important to be aware and to get those inputs from other people. Because a lot of times, the people in your mastermind will see opportunities for you that you haven't even spotted before, right?
Absolutely. And you know, the relationships that we build in masterminds are lifelong relationships. It's really amazing how we help each other out and just think about each other and how we can make a difference for them. It is an amazing, amazing tool.
So Carolyn, if somebody's trying to find you, tell us how they can find you on the wonderful world of internet.
Yeah, well, they can pretty easy. It's my email is carolyn@carolynandrews.com. My website is carolynandrews.com. So if you remember my name, you've got it made. You'll see the different things that we do, the kind of programs we have. But there's some good information out there. I'd love for you to visit and see what you think and let me know.
Well, for 15 years, we've supported each other, and you've certainly always shown up. She's been a huge help to us, come and volunteered and helped us in the back of the room. And now we're actually doing something together. We'll talk about that in a little bit. but I want all of you to check her out, rewind and think about it. So your parting words of advice for an entrepreneur who may be more of a solopreneur, what advice do you give them?
You know, the best advice I can give you is to say, you need to be a leader. You need to have the leadership skills. You've got that great product or service, but to grow, to realize your dreams, it takes leadership skills. So systems, processes, tools, gain all that knowledge, be the best that you can be, so excel in your industry, become an inspiring leader to everyone, really take you to the next level and let you lead a life of significance along with your life of success.
Oh, I like that. That's actually the title of my book, Success and Significance, the one that came out in September. So love it. Well, thank you so much, Carolyn, and thank you all for being here. Now, I'm going to keep Carolyn on. We're going to do a separate video for a little interview for the private Facebook group. So if you're not a member there, please join us. Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter, private Facebook. But otherwise, rewind, take some notes, and go out there and lead yourself first so that you can lead others. Have a great day. Thank you, Carolyn.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.